You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Let's take your Bibles, Galatians chapter 6. Those girls are sweet girls. You know, we have such a good school. I enjoyed being with the elementary kids this morning. We're studying rocks in the Bible, and today was the rock coral, something very, very, very precious and very valuable. And I enjoyed the time with the kids. Your kids are so great. And then high school chapel was a blessing, and college chapel. And God's been so good to us. You know, we have so many listeners that watch this service, our services, and we had an email this week of a man who's, he and his wife have gone to this church for the last 3.5 years. She's been bedridden, and she passed away, and her funeral was today, and been so generous to this church. Had another man this morning, and he sent a generous check in, and he said, I'm so sad to tell you I'm part of an independent fundamental Baptist church. But they've done away with the King James Bible. They've done away with Sunday school, done away with Sunday night, Wednesday night. And that's what happens, all contemporary music. And they said, I had to leave. And I have to drive 45 minutes to a church, but I watch your church all the time. And that happens all the time to us. Thank God for this church, and thank God for your stand. And thank God for living for God. And tonight we're in Galatians 5. We have our annual business meeting, so our guests that are watching, we're going to be done in about 20 or 25 minutes because we're going to stay right on time and in our annual business meeting, and we'll vote, and it won't take long. The Bible says in Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For a man thinketh himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I want to thank you so much for the service tonight, the announcements, the prayer time. Thank you for the special music, the duet, these high school ninth grade girls that sang for us, the trumpet solo and duet with the sister. I thank you so much for our young people and what they're doing to live for thee. Thank you that these teenagers have gone to school early this morning. They stayed all day and they went door knocking and soul winning and got out Bibles today and then dinner at the other property. Then now this service. God, give them strength to listen for a few moments tonight. Thank you for the Spanish being we hear. And Lord, we're just burdened for our Spanish people. God, do a great, great work. May that ministry overnight swell by a couple hundred is my prayer. Thank you for Brother Sloan and Mrs. Sloan and for the way they've dedicated their lives to the Spanish. And I pray your blessing on these that are with us tonight. Bless this time of Bible study is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. He begins chapter 6. We're going through the book of Galatians on this Wednesday night Bible study. He begins it with what word? What word? Brethren. So who's he writing to? Saved or unsaved? He's writing to the saved. And these are saved people that got themselves all mixed up. Paul said, Galatians 1:6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you to another gospel, which is not another, for there be no other gospel. And yet, these are people that have perverted you. And so he says to brethren, now brethren, I'm writing to you. And he brings in and introduces another subject. If a man be overtaken in a fault, that fault could be doctrinal heresy. And perhaps it is doctrinal heresy because there's heresy in this text, in this entire book. And so maybe it is. Perhaps it's like 2 Corinthians chapter 2, where it appears that he gives the same verse, but he's talking about a man that committed adultery. But regardless of what it is, the Bible says, brethren, if a man be overtaken, That's a powerful word. In the Greek language, that overtaken means surprised. I know that we slide into sin. I know that. And I know many times that sin takes its day and week. But you can't control sin. And if a man be overtaken or surprised by sin, how many times in our life we've done something and we say, I wish I wouldn't have ever done that. How many times we've done something and we say, how in the world could I have done that? You know, you be careful, and this text is talking about, be careful about judging one another. Because you don't know what sin you're going to complete before you wind up in a casket either. It's amazing. I've watched people throw their ministries away late in life. Brethren, Christians, God's people, North Valley Baptist Church, if a man be overtaken, surprised in a fault, whatever the fault may be, it may be adultery, it may be bitterness, it may be carnality, it may be deceit, it may be envy, it may be fear. It may be gossip. You could take the alphabet and go any type of sin. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye that are spiritual. Now that's where it separates the men from the boys. You have to be spiritual. You can't be on the internet and be spiritual. I mean, minding everybody else's business, minding every preacher's message, minding everybody, whatever they have done or not done in life. You know, the Bible says about sin, publish it not. Don't publish everybody. You know something about somebody, take it to your grave. I am not suggesting that you cover sin. We have never, I know on the internet says something different, but we have never, ever one time covered sin. Not one time in this ministry, 50 years. I've called the police so many times. I mean, so many times. And I say, I'm reporting this. Only two times has it come to something, but I'm reporting this sin. I'm reporting this that is a criminal activity. I can recall so many different things where I called the police on through the years. And I give it to them to investigate. No, there's an internet crowd that says, well, Treber, he covers sin. Well, they're liars. That's what they are, they're liars. Most of them are sodomites and lesbians. I'm just gonna tell you what it is. That's exactly what it is. Most that are married have marriages that are troubled. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye that are spiritual. What are you supposed to do? What's the next word say? Restore. Restore means it's all right. Brother Galvan, your little boy has a broken leg right now. He still has that cast on? He does. That's what it means. It means you mend a broken bone back together. You know, to mend a broken bone, and I've really never had a broken bone, but if you have I have ribs and whatnot, but if you have a broken bone, they can't put the ribs back together. But if you have a broken bone, they have to pull that thing, and it's painful. Anybody ever have a broken bone? Is it painful to pull that arm back? Is it painful? Yes, no, that leg? I don't know. I guess it is. But that's what it is. It's you mend it back together. That's what to restore. The goal is always to mend every single person that's overtaken in a fault. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye in this room that are spiritual, you're walking with God, you love God, you love God's word, restore, mend such a one in the spirit of what? In the spirit of what? Meekness. Meekness is power under control. Power under control. So You're a manager of people. You're supposed to be meek with that. You don't rule that. Say, well, you sit down and shut up and do your job because I told you. That's not how you treat people. No, if you have some power, you do it with meekness. You don't make a person feel like a piece of trash. Did you hear that? When someone is overtaken in a fault, you don't make them feel like they're second class. But you do it with meekness. And then what's he say? What's he say in the text? Considering what? Considering yourself. What do you do? Consider yourself, lest thou also be tempted. I'm for all these ministries. I'm for alcoholics deals that work through churches. I'm for drug addict deals. I'm for working with people that have committed adultery and all that. But you know, Brother Jerry, what I found a lot of times, that a lot of people that deal with those fall into the same sin. You're going to have to be careful that you're spiritual enough to handle what you're about to hear. And when you handle it, you handle it with meekness. Yes, I have power. Yes, I can intimidate, but you don't ever want to intimidate anybody over their sin. No, nobody gets intimidated over their sin. And also fear, fearing lest you be tempted. So he says in verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens. Take another man's burden, and you take his burden and you place it on your own shoulders, and his burden becomes your burden. That's the way Miss Treeper and I, we have tried. I've learned more from her than she's learned from. We have tried to live that way. We see a person that has a need, a rental need, a house need, a financial need, a health need. We see it have a need. We try to meet that need every single time. I don't think there's hardly a day goes by that we don't try to meet a need of another person. That's our job. That's why God has put us here. We're to bear your burdens. We're to bear one another's burdens. And God's word says to the Christian, he's writing, this is the law of Christ. The law of Christ is to bear one another's burdens. Look at verse number 3. Verse number 3. For if a man think himself to be something, now here's a person that's not spiritual. When he is nothing, he deceives himself. So I'm bearing your burden because I want to make you feel obligated to me. I'm not bearing your burden then. I'm bearing your burden because I want you to be intimidated and I'm in power and I'm in control and you're below me. Then I'm not bearing your burden. And yeah, I see you because you've sinned in verse number 1 and your fault and you're so bad and you're so wicked, but I might do much worse before the end of my journey than you've done. God says you consider yourself and you're nothing. And look what he says again. He says, if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Verse 4 speaks about testing every man's own actions. Verse 4, let every man prove his own work. Let's stop right there. You prove your work. You prove how you're bearing someone else's burden. You prove how you're restoring someone. You prove how you're minding your business and making sure that your meekness is under control. You prove that. The Bible says, verse number 4, let every man prove his own work. And then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. The goal is to rejoice your own heart. Christmas is wonderful. Why is Christmas so wonderful? You're giving presents to other people. And that's what he means in this text. When you bear another person's burden, when you care for someone that's following the pathway of life, then you're going to rejoice in your heart, rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Verse number 5. Verse 5 seems like a contradiction to verse 2. For every man shall bear his own burden. Well, verse 2 says, bear ye one another's burdens. So what am I supposed to do? Well, I'm supposed to bear one another's burdens, yes. I'm supposed to bear your burden. But I'm also to bear my own burden. It's not a contradiction, it's accountability. I am responsible. He said, I'm leaving this church, no one cares for me, no one cares my burden. That's not what the text says. You go ahead and bear your own burden. Bear the burdens of others. And though you have burdens, don't place your burden on other people. Instead, you bear your own burden. There has to be personal responsibility. We're finding this, Brother Oxendine, in the college these days, the last 5 years. I might be wrong with this. I was thinking about this on Monday. I think, and I might be wrong, there's only two kids in our school that have unsaved parents. There must be more than that. But I think there was two that raised their hand recently. Our kids come to us from around the country from Christian homes. But homes that are messed up. Not all. Some of you come from great homes. But homes where they deal, these college kids deal with everything. I think I'm going to quit school because my mother is bipolar. Bipolar is out of control right now in America. Mothers, dads, sisters, brothers. My brother is married. He's got two kids and he's bipolar. But can I tell you something? You can't carry that burden. Did you hear what you cannot carry that burden. That burden's beyond you. Your burden is to carry your Bible college training right now. That's your purpose in life. We have students that are constantly lesbianism is out of control in this country. And we have college students that their sisters are leaving their families and their children for another woman. A woman leaving for another woman. What's that about? But you can't do anything about that, young people. That's a burden that's too big for you. That's a man-sized burden. You need to stay in school and work in your schooling. God's word says you bear, that's where you're bearing your own burden. Let every man bear his own burden. And I can't help anybody until they want to be helped by themselves. I can't help a bipolar person until they want help. I can't help a lesbian until she wants help, or a homosexual. I can't help adultery in your home. I can't help these things. I can't do anything about it. I can pray for them, and I can pray for you. So we have five verses tonight that we've looked at real briefly. Let's read them together. Verses 1 through 5. Ready? Begin. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, our Father, I thank you for this scripture tonight, and I pray that all of us would take inventory. Are we helping people? Are we giving ourselves to carry their burden? Are we giving ourselves to restore them in the spirit of meekness and fear? Lord, I've witnessed in my ministry so many people restored after sin, after failure. And I've watched them go on to be great, great people, people I'd entrust my family with. But I pray that tonight we would take inventory of our lives. I pray that you would work in this invitation.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.